But why do you have to move out?
Because it's Merritt's name on the lease, Malcolm, said J.B.
Oh, Malcolm said. He was quiet. He often forgot what he considered inconsequential details, but he also never seemed to mind when people grew impatient with him for forgetting.
Right. He moved the mushrooms to the center of the table.
But you, Jude, I can't stay at your place forever, Malcolm. Your parents are going to kill me at some point.
My parents love you.
That's nice of you to say, but they won't if I don't move out. And soon. Malcolm was the only one of the four of them who lived at home, and as J.B. liked to say, if he had Malcolm's home, he would live at home, too. It wasn't as if Malcolm's house was particularly grand. It was, in fact, creaky and ill-kept, and Willem had once gotten a splinter simply by running his hand up its banister. But it was large, a real Upper East Side townhouse. Malcolm's sister, Flora, who was 3 years older than him, had moved out of the basement apartment recently, and Jude had taken her place as a short-term solution. Eventually, Malcolm's parents would want to reclaim the unit to convert it into offices for his mother's literary agency, which meant Jude, who was finding the flight of stairs that led down to it too difficult to navigate anyway, had to look for his own apartment. And it was natural that he would